Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, El Moira, who journeys to you as you elevate your awareness, arriving into the embrace of spirit and all that this implies. And I see you, and this is actual. And I come, of course, as one so named ascended. But in truth, I come as a dear friend. And our spirit wears many guises. And that which is the ascended aspect of I is but one. And you are with me, for you understand that your spirit exists in all dimensions of being, so that you have your ascended aspect also. And the word ascended, in many ways, is an elusive one. For the spectrum upon which this aspect of I exists is simply the frequency of service, where service becomes a form of embodiment and a particular soul frequency, for want of a better word. You understand that nothing is denied within spirit, and all those things that you hold dear or have reverence for we whom operate outside of your dimension, is available to you, not necessarily from within your dimension, but is available always to your spirit. It is part of the great equality that runs throughout creation. And just as you, in your dimension, where humans operate at varying points of awareness, or, to use your language, levels of understanding, it is the same within spirit. And though we are all held within a powerful divine equality, and also being not separate, we are gifted with our varying points of awareness. And in this manner, we each show each other our own potential. And those whom fly high, so to speak, such as the lighted ones, we celebrate, for they reveal to us our own promise, our own capacity. There is diversity within spirit. That is good news. In being the one thing, this does not mean that we are homogeneous, but rather we exist as a mosaic, do you see? That taken as a whole is the one beautiful depiction. And this mosaic, you understand to be the patterning of creation, the living patterning of creation. The tapestry of every soul, woven into the greater fabric of spirit. You have the overlay of free will. So that diversity in your realm, upon your world, can either be celebrated or give rise to judgment. There is so much in your dimension that reflects spirit, but you are given choice to align the spirit of things, or to choose illusion, the illusion of that which is contrary to spirit. It is an interesting and wondrous device, choice. For this reason, it is so ingeniously simple, as is the way, that you simply choose, and in your choosing, life shapes itself about you, and more than this, that which has been seeded within you, for we have said this elsewhere, that when you are birthed into a physical domain, everything you require of your spirit and the qualities of spirit, and the talents and the gifts and so forth, come with you and are with you right now. And from the beginning, all that your spirit requires for the resilience and potential and growth of its unfolding within a lifetime. And choice then, to a degree, dictates how these things unfold. And perhaps for some, if they unfold even as all. And the spirit of self harvests what is generated in understanding by its choices while in human form. So beautifully simple, almost a binary, a lifetime of choices and then responses to those choices. There is a symmetry to it that is very beautiful, for there can be no less than beauty in all things, including the illusion and the contrast that can occur within it. For of itself, the contrast is astoundingly beautiful because of the symmetry, because of the mechanism of free will and its binary nature and what it gifts to your spirit. And the diversity that it makes apparent. These things you know, and these things you are experienced with. For there is not a young soul amongst you, though the word young is an inaccurate one. There is no such thing as a young soul. Only a soul in varying degree of self-revelation. And even that is inaccurate. Because at the soul's highest point, it understands all. And is its own singularity. When you undertake what you consider to be spiritual work, it is in fact working with diversity, is it not? That is a powerful observation. It is also a great skill to navigate diversity within a world of free will and a world that experiences elements of judgment. And even structures in place that society calls norms. You exist in a timeline that is extraordinary, and you see it play out, and it intensifies, of how diversity and its growing momentum for acceptance is shedding light on all manner of areas of growth for humanity. And in the short span of your own lives, you have witnessed remarkable social change. As does every generation, but this one is condensed, we may say. It's as if spirit is in a hurry, though I do not speak literally. Such is the momentum of the times within which you exist and cannot be separate from. Understanding diversity as a spiritual principle is an important one. And looking beyond the surface of diversity and the human framework of it can yield a richness and a depth. For diversity is part of the ultimate spiritual principle, which is, of course, that we were created divisible into the many. Diversity is an affirmation of this, an expression of it, a consequence of it, a divine intention. And from it is born self-expression. And we may say in one sense, the soul exists for self-expression. The soul is self-expression. And that is a true understanding. The unified expression is always love. But love, being made divisible into the many, becomes diverse. And so then, love is the sum of many parts, and cannot be conceptualized through one expression only. Though it perhaps seems to the human mind that love is the one thing, that it is homogeneous. That is, in a sense, because your realm of mind and emotion lends itself to a particular spectrum of love contained within your world and relevant to the human circumstance. And at its highest point, we have named it Christed love. The highest point available within your dimension, unconditional, and precisely so, because of choice, free will. Do you see how significant free will is, and how it informs almost everything of the principles of your dimension? Free will necessitates the highest point of love for you being unconditional. For the choice becomes conditional love, which cannot exist, or unconditional love. I speak to you as spiritual aspirants. And we have spoken together under many guises. And I know you and see you upon the ascended realm. Where the embodiment of service is also diverse. And though we are representatives of the one ascended mind, there is a joyous diversity amongst us, but we share the one heartbeat. And that heartbeat is for humanity, and also for other physical beings, not part of your world, and also the creatures upon your world and elsewhere. For we minister to every soul or sentience that comes into form. The diversity inherent within your cosmos, within your physical universe, a spectrum of light that shimmers into physicality, is stupendously vast. It is in fact all about you, all around you. I speak at a cosmic level. Humanity is presently quarantined, for the most part, within the community of that which is cosmos. It shall not always be so, and as all timelines are concurrent, it already is. Well, I digress. Foremost, I come this day to affirm many things and to show you some of the principles within which you work or shall work, which are also part of everyday life. Depending upon how conscious a human wishes to be. Fear not new influences, even for this temple. For all reasons spoken of, and I am El Moira, Adonai.